The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, some of the great praise I heaped on Drew Brees yesterday, I might need to temper it just a teeny weeny little bit. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE. I want to be generous. I want to be gracious. But yesterday I was just kind of over the moon with appreciation for quarterback Drew Brees because he put together a 22-second video for Focus on the Family as part of Take Your Bible to School Day. And I thought that was very gracious. And in it, he quoted his favorite verse of scripture and said, hey, you know, do the right thing. Take your Bible to school. And I thought, that's great. That's really cool. And he did it for Focus on the Family. And I mentioned yesterday that he was getting a lot of blowback. A lot of people were going, what are you doing to telling kids to bring their Bible to school? You shouldn't be doing that and so forth. And I was assuming that he would stand tall and strong and, well, he's kind of thrown Focus on the Family under the bus. I said to one of my pastor friends, I said, I am so sorry that Drew Brees apologized for making this video. And very, very quickly, this pastor friend said, he didn't apologize. Well, he didn't apologize for the video. He apologized for doing it for Focus on the Family. He basically said, I didn't know they were that kind of group. Okay. Anybody who has been in the Christian community in America for any time at all knows about Focus on the Family. How can you be a Christian in America and not know what Focus on the Family stands for? Now, maybe he doesn't. But anyway, he started getting all this pushback, and he felt the need to... I'm going to say he apologized. Other people are saying, well, he just clarified. Among the things he said in response to the criticism of doing this video for Focus on the Family, he said, I was not aware of any of the things they said about them lobbying for anti-gay, any type of messages for inequality of any type or hate type related stuff. I was not aware of that at all. He implies that Focus on the Family is a hate group. They're not. Now, let me read it to you again. Here's what he said. Let me read it to you again. Because what people are saying, don't you realize that that's a hate group? Don't you know that they're anti-LGBTQ? Don't you know that they're a bunch of hate-mongering bigots over there at Focus on the Family? Don't you know that? How dare you do a video for a hate group? And here's what he said. I was not aware of any of the things they said about them lobbying for anti-gay, any type of messaging, for inequality of any type of hate type related stuff. I was not aware of that at all. Now, if he was not aware fully of Focus on the Family, then I think he should have said, you know what, I'm not really sure about your accusations, but I'll tell you what, I'll check it out. I'll check him out. I'll go check him out. Instead, he just throws him under the bus. And he said he stands for equality. He stands for inclusion. And he ended by saying, hopefully this sets the record straight with who I am and what I stand for. Love, respect, and accept all. I encourage you not to believe the negativity you read that says differently. It's simply not true. Have a great day. So, like I said, he basically throws Focus on the Family under the bus and says, well, I didn't know they were a bunch of hate mongers. If I had known that they were haters and bigots, I probably wouldn't have done the video. I just wanted to encourage kids to take their Bible to school. I didn't know. Well, anyway, I'm just disappointed. And again, not everybody thinks he is apologizing for doing the video. I think he is. And it troubles me that instead of standing up for a Christian organization that has done so much to help the family, I don't know of anyone in America that has done more to help and encourage marriage and the family than Focus on the Family. They're not a hate group. They're not hate mongers. They're not bigots. Do they stand for traditional marriage? Yes. To be really honest with you, and I've had the opportunity to talk with Jim Daly on several occasions, the fairly new president, he is the successor to James Dobson, there have been times that I think Jim Daly could have taken a stronger stand on sexuality and so forth. I wouldn't say he was weak. I just remember reading a statement and thinking, I wish you would have been a little stronger. But I have never heard him utter or write one hateful word about anything or anybody. He simply stands for traditional marriage, marriage between one man, one woman. That's not hate. So anyway, I'm disappointed in Drew Brees. I'm glad he made the video, but if you're going to take a stand, take a stand. And here's a principle that you and I discuss all the time. I think this is an attempt. He doesn't want to hurt his career. I get that. He doesn't want to tick people off. I get that. And so we often see people making a statement, making a decision, hoping it'll please everybody. Folks, when you attempt to please everyone, you end up pleasing who? Say it loud, no one. If you're going to take a stand, take a stand. Do it kindly, gently, in Christ-like love, but then don't back down. All right. And then there's this story. Did you hear about the Major League Soccer team out in Salt Lake City? And it's either Real Salt Lake or Real Salt Lake. And I've heard it pronounced both. And I'm not big into professional soccer, so I'm not really sure. But it's the MLS, Major League Soccer team, in Salt Lake City. And it's either Real or Real. Anyway, a couple by the name of Randolph and Diana Scott are season ticket holders. They are almost fanatical fans of this soccer team in Salt Lake City. Never miss a game. They're at every single game. Well, recently at a home game, a lot of people take flags and banners and so forth. They took a Betsy Ross flag. That's the 13 stars in a circle. That's back to the Revolutionary War days. So they took a Betsy Ross flag. Well, until recently, people everywhere loved the Betsy Ross flag. In fact, Barack Obama, if you will look at pictures of his inauguration, behind him in the inaugural stand are the Betsy Ross American flags. The first black American president chose the Betsy Ross flags. But Colin Kaepernick, remember that? The whole Nike controversy? Colin Kaepernick said it's a symbol of slavery and racism. And now all of a sudden, this is the standard thought. So the team saw the flag, and stadium personnel came over and said, "You got to take that flag down, or we're going to kick you out." And I said, "What do you mean? It's an American flag." No. You're going to be kicked out if you don't take that flag down. And they said, "Why?" And they were told that it has become a symbol of hatred and racism. The Betsy Ross flag, and by the way, Betsy Ross was an abolitionist. She fought against slavery. Yeah. So anyway, they kept telling them, take it down, you're going to get kicked out. They said, no, this is an American flag. And so they finally said, okay. They took it down. But now they have filed a lawsuit against the soccer team in Salt Lake City. And this is going to be a fascinating case to watch. Major League Soccer, Randolph and Diana Scott, we're told they cannot bring a Betsy Ross flag ever again, and they've now sued. Fascinating story to watch. All right, when we come back, story from Los Angeles, California, my hometown. Yeah, bizarre. Well, if you know it's from California, it'd be bizarre. All right, we'll be back.
This is AM 880 WRFD and 104.5 FM.
Life-changing radio.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, here's some interesting news from India. I'm going to get to the Los Angeles story here in a moment. But I've been following this story because space has always fascinated me, if you're a regular listener. When I was in junior high school, I was the world's biggest science fiction geek. I mean, I really was. Obviously, not so much anymore. But space has always fascinated me. And, of course, we just celebrated the anniversary of the moon landing and so forth. India, the country of India, was attempting to make a soft landing on the dark side, the far side of the moon. And it should have occurred by now. The lander was to make a soft landing, and it has a rover in it, as the American, the last two or three American missions, the moon had a rover, and I think Russia landed a spacecraft on the moon with a rover. First time for India, but it has just been announced that it may have failed. Everything was going fine until the altitude of 2.1 kilometers from the surface, and then suddenly communication from the lander to the ground station was lost. Officials from the Indian Space Research Organization says, quote, the data is now being analyzed. But they believe that it may have crashed. You remember Israel tried to do a soft landing on the moon just a few months ago, and that failed as well. Hey, this is no easy thing. That's why the fact that we were doing it in the late 60s and the early 70s, on a routine basis, is incredible. It's the moon program for the United States of America was absolutely incredible. So anyway, we don't know. They don't know. No one's sure. But it looks like the lunar lander from India has crashed. But they're not sure yet. Los Angeles, California as a whole, it is so encouraging to know that all over the state of California, They are helping humanity, helping human lives by doing great things like banning plastic straws. Heroic things. I mean, you talk about courage. You talk about heroism to go out on a limb and actually outlaw plastic straws for the good of the planet. All right, I'm being facetious. I think you know that. But it's bizarre because here is the story. Headline: Los Angeles homeless dying in droves. Quote, as it turns out, the homeless in Los Angeles are not just living on the streets, they're dying on them and in large numbers. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is the emphasis is on the planet. We got to ban plastic straws. We got to ban styrofoam containers from restaurants. And listen to this, and I'm quoting. On average, three homeless people are dying every day in Los Angeles County. Three a day. Homeless. Dying. Which is double the rate of deaths by homicide, illness, addiction, accidents, suicide, and the ravages of being unsheltered are among the primary causes of death. More homeless people are dying in Los Angeles County, double the rate than homicide, illness, addiction, or accidents. The average age for homeless people who died in Los Angeles County last year was 51. 51. Average age of a Los Angeles resident is around 80. Here are some of the figures. In 2012, Los Angeles County recorded 407 homeless deaths. That was 2012. Last year, it was 921. And for 2019, they will break 1,000 people. Three or more every single day die on the streets of Los Angeles. They're not being killed. They're not being shot. It's not drug overdoses. Just people on the street dying. And if you look at this closely, and you and I have for several months now, the more money Los Angeles County has put into the homeless problem, the larger it's gotten. They have pumped millions and millions and millions of dollars into the homeless problem in Los Angeles, and they have done nothing but make it worse. Because they're not dealing with a problem. They're dealing with symptoms. That's government's answer. More money. Never the answer. Have a great weekend, folks, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.